It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 23rd, 2020. Today's the birthday of American culinary expert Fanny Farmer, born in Boston in 1857. Her Boston Cooking School cookbook became a widely used text for professionals and home cooks alike. Although she was the oldest of four daughters, born in a family that highly valued education and that expected young Fanny to go to college, she suffered a paralytic stroke at the age of 16 while attending Medford High School. She could not continue her formal academic education, and for several years she was unable to walk and remained in her parents' care at home. During this time, she took up cooking, eventually turning her mother's home into a boarding house that developed a reputation for the quality of the meals it served. At the age of 30, Farmer, who was now walking but with a substantial limp that never left her, enrolled at the Boston Cooking School at the suggestion of Mrs. Charles Shaw. She trained at the school until 1889 and became a top student. She was then kept on as assistant to the director, and in 1891 she took the position of school principal. She published her best-known work, The Boston Cooking School Cookbook, in 1896. Her cookbook introduced the concept of using standardized measuring spoons and cups as well as level measurements. Under her direction, the book eventually contained 1,850 recipes, as well as essays on housekeeping, cleaning, canning, drying fruits and vegetables, and nutritional information. Her publisher, Little Brown and Company, did not predict good sales and limited the first edition to 3,000 copies published at Miss Farmer's expense. The book was so popular in America, so thorough and so comprehensive, that cooks would refer to later editions simply as the Fanny Farmer Cookbook, and it is still in print more than 100 years later. She left the Boston Cooking School in 1902 and created Miss Farmer's School of Cookery. She began by teaching gentlewomen and housewives the rudiments of plain and fancy cooking, but her interests eventually led her to develop a complete work of diet and nutrition for the ill titled Food and Cookery for the Sick and Convalescent, which contained 30 pages on diabetes alone. She was invited to lecture at Harvard Medical School and began teaching convalescent diet and nutrition to doctors and nurses. She felt so strongly about the significance of proper food for the sick that she believed she would be remembered chiefly for her work in that field as opposed to her work in household cookery. During the last 7 years of her life, she used a wheelchair. Despite her immobility, Farmer continued to lecture, write, and invent recipes. She gave her last lecture just 10 days before her death. To many chefs and good home cooks in America, her name remains synonymous with precision, organization, and good food. Fanny Farmer died in 1915, age 57, and was interred in Mount Auburn Cemetery in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Oddly enough, her passing went unmentioned by the obituary writers at the New York Times, an oversight that went uncorrected until 2018. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 23rd, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.